Blog Talk Radio.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now. Get heard. Hear it now.
What's up with it? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Get Heard Show. It's your boy, Nat Neely, doing what I love to do every Sunday night, y'all. That's right. It's the Get Heard Show, a digital platform where I play independent music. I play sound bites. I play top 40. I play old school. I play hip-hop. I play everything that's good. Good music, y'all. This is where it lives at every Sunday. So don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that they need to check out this show on Sunday called The Get Heard Show, because Magnesium definitely be doing his thing, and I'm always bringing a hot topic to you. So it's always a joy. So once again, I got a hot topic tonight, y'all. Basically, I just want to recognize real talk. Now, I know many of us have conversations with, you know, our friends, our family members, our loved ones, you know, just everybody on a daily basis, our coworkers, whoever the case may be. And with that being said, don't you know some conversations just so good that you walk away like feeling like you got something from it, or it's still on your mind, or it affected you so much that you want to tell the next person or go tell somebody new? But that's what I call real talk. And, you know, with the day that the world that we're living in, with all these reality shows and all this social media and all this, you know, negative vibe going on from the media's standpoint, what my question is to you tonight is, when do you recognize real talk? Like I said, somebody could be talking about going to the club, what they gonna wear, you know, as opposed to somebody talking about, hey, I'm supposed to go apply for this new position. I'm supposed to try to go get a, you know, go back to school, and, you know, or talking about doing something in their community, doing something at church, whatever the case may be. But, you know, just the real talk, the real truth, you know, something that will be more on the, you know, something that has constructive value. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of just, you know, some old unnecessary just yapping at the mouth, but some real constructive value. I think that's what we're missing today. You know, I feel like you shouldn't even say nothing if you're not going to say something constructive with value to it. You know, get somebody to thinking, or you know, get somebody to want to join and start doing what you're doing, uplifting the next person. That's really what this communication should be about. Knowledge, wisdom, information. I mean, that's what really should be going on today. And but unfortunately, people thrive off of the bullshit. And I really don't get that. So that's why I want to just bring it to your attention. And just so you can ask yourself, what part of real conversation do you recognize? Or do you even recognize it at all? You know, it could be somebody you talk to and they just be, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You feel me? Nah. dialogue with some truth and some definition into it. That's what matters. Not a bunch of hallelujah. But we're going to get into it, y'all. No sooner I get a good screen popping up. And got a bunch of new music I want to play for y'all tonight. A bunch of, you know, this sound bite that I want y'all to hear because I want to get y'all's opinion on it. You know, was it real talk or not? You can call in the number 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press the number 1 when you get here. And you already know. You will get heard. It's the Creation Station that plays them hits. And all you independent artists out there, if you got any music you want to get with me, you can just, you know, contact me at NACKNEEZY. That's NAKNEEZY. NAKNEEZY at Gmail. And we can, you know, we can make it happen. Like I said, just to get her so y'all. We don't hold it up.
Opinion on up and coming election. I think it's a fucking reality TV show. I think it's a fucking joke. And I think America looks so bad. It's so embarrassing. And see, America doesn't even know the evil that is thrusting on other cultures and other people is inherently going to eat them up. I have this movie that I'm going to shoot maybe in about 15 to 20 years where it's this group of super smart, techie white kids who get into politics. And they literally take over the world. But they're so greedy that at the end of the movie, they're going to end up in this room. Like all the trees are going to be burned down and everybody's going to be dead outside because they were so fucking greedy that they ended up at the end of the movie in a room. And then they're going to open the door at the room, and the rest of the world is going to be like burned up. And you literally have put yourself in a box because you killed all the animals and buffaloes and resources and all of this kind of shit. But that's sort of what America has done. It's painted itself in a corner. It's dumbed down the general population so much that its representatives are just that. But I'll say this. Everybody's tripping on Donald Trump, especially black folks. Donald Trump is the devil. That's relative. Donald Trump is a businessman. Donald Trump knows that the uneducated or lower section of middle America, they're fueled in a lot of cases by backwood racism. So he's looking for a target audience. He found a target audience and he says the shit that they love to say. It makes him look dope. And makes him look excited because America has now fueled all of us, both white, black, and everybody, on drama. We all love drama. So he come out spitting the most ridiculous shit. And I honestly believed in the beginning that Donald Trump was just a distraction to really get Hillary Clinton elected. That's what I believed. And then I think it was like, damn, this dumb shit working? fuck it. Let's go. Because think about Donald Trump. He's a businessman. As a matter of fact, from what I've seen, he's failed way more. But his family has money. His people have money. He has the hookups. So the thing about, and we know this in the music industry, you can have 12 failed artists, but you get you one Akon, and it will pay for all of those failed artists. You feel what I'm saying? All you need is one Nelly, one Lil Wayne, and you own for the rest of your life as a label. And that's how Donald Trump runs his businesses. So I look at it from that aspect. But this is the problem that I have with us. We're so emotional. Hillary Clinton is the problem to me, way more than Donald Trump. Because, especially black folks, we've been in a recession since we came over here and vote. Tell me when have any president has actually done something for black people, including Obama. And I always tell people, black, well, he gave us hope. Fuck hope. Write it down on a sheet of paper what has happened in our communities. Our communities went down. We're in Chicago right now. As soon as Obama became president, what happened? So if you look at Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton actually signed the laws, the nonviolent drug laws that put over 600,000 black people in the penitentiary for nonviolent offenses. And she was supporting that bill. That's when she called our children super predators. So as much as Bill Clinton played saxophone and got some dome, you know, stuff that we love. You know, we love saxophone, we love dome, you know. But he was the man that really put our people back in slavery. And she supported that. So at the end of the day, on paper, Donald Trump is this just running a reality TV show. But her family really affected the lives of my people. And she's never talked about what you're going to do. Okay, if you say that's a mistake, what's your plan to get a life back? You don't have no plan. You don't really care nothing about black folks. Bernie Sanders people came to me and asked for my support. And this is what I told them. I don't trust any of you all. But I would support a Klan member if he had an agenda for black folks. But one of the problems is we don't have an agenda. If you ask black people, what's our agenda? 15 black people, they give you 15 different answers. But if you ask Mexicans, like, yo, like, what's y'all agenda? In most cases, it's about immigration. If you would ask, like, the gay and lesbian crowd, what's their agenda? In most cases, it's going to be about marriage rights. So even if we did have somebody like a Bernie Sanders that really wants to help, then what's our fucking agenda? What do we want out of it? So that, I think it's one bird. You know what I'm saying? It's two wings, but it's the same bird. So if we're going to play the game, we got to figure out, you know, what we want out of it. And I don't think that we know.
It's something different, you know what I mean, from what we used to seeing in the South. You know, they made Atlanta proud. They made the South proud. They wasn't following the trend.
If I could talk to the young Ron Artest, I would tell him to stay out of the projects where you're not supposed to be at doing, you know, stuff that you're not supposed to be doing.
I probably put my first verse in there, that's all. And like, he brought everybody who was in the studio in there to listen.
And it plays them hits and talks that real talk you never heard. Tonight's topic, y'all, is recognizing real talk when you hear it. Now, that soundbite right there, to me, in my opinion, was real talk. Those are the kind of conversations that we need to be having, not about what's going on at the club, what you wearing, what kind of shoes you rocking, or who you trying to holler at. Nah, we need some real talk, y'all. Real conversations. Get your brain stimulated. It's going down tonight right here on the Get Her Show. You can call in. The number's 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number 1 when you get here. And we're going to keep on having fun, you know. That's right. Where are all my black people at? Pump Your Black Fist. I'm going to go to the live and see what's going on, y'all. 615-440, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I dig that sound bite.
Okay.
I dig that sound bite. That enlightened me. I didn't even think about that. That Trump could just be the distraction. He could be just paid off just to make sure she get in. Ain't no telling what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot about stuff like that, but they slipped that one by me. I'm like, man, that makes so much sense. That makes
but
so much
funny.
Sense. What is it? Huh?
But it was funny to me when he was like, you know, he said, man, I was just playing it. Shit, let's go. You know, like, and it was winning, you know. That's what tripped me out, too, on the South. Like, he was like, fuck it, let's go. You know, they buying this book? You know, so, yeah. It just, see what it is. See, like, when you start having those real conversations, everybody's going to find something in those conversations that's going to strike them. So, just like, you know, you say, hey, I never thought about that. But then that strikes me to say, hey, well, I like that part when he said this. But see, that's when real talk is being said, and that's when you recognize it because it starts to, you know, stimulate conversation and start to get that dialogue going on. So, yeah, we got to have more of that, and also we got to have it in the music too as well. I want you to check this song out. Tell me what you think about this.
The intent of this visual is not to promote violence, but to show that we as a people would no longer encourage and accept the loss of innocent black lives. The purpose of this message is not to target anyone, but instead to value everyone. This video is a statement and a reminder that black lives won't be taken lightly.
Well, disturbing dash cam video just released shows a white police officer killing a black teenager while on duty. We're going to show you the video in just a moment.
Absolutely. Now, I just don't see it where the gentleman's walking away from the officer and he just starts to open up on him. I just don't really see any scenario for that. If the guy turned around, attempted to throw the knife at the officer or attack the officer, that's one thing. Here, the video is clear evidence that the suspect was walking away and the officer just opened fire on
him. Now, Matthew, as someone in this field, what do you see when you watch this video?
Well,
bro, give me 5 minutes.
Bob Box.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist. Pump your black
fist. Pump your black fist.
These crackers got drones, they blind, they saucers. Keep your white Jesus, don't pray to your crosses. They burning our churches, quit pass me the Uzi. I know how to work it, I know how to squirt it. No Martin, no Luther, no King. No marching, no choirs, no sings. The same Christian lovers that raped their grandmothers and hung our grandfathers from trees. They enemies, blood on the leaves, blood on the streets, blood on our feet. I'm sick of walking, sick of dogs getting sick on us. I'm barking, I'm sick of spitting written sentences. Listeners, don't get, because they got chains on their brains, and that ain't no diss. Shout out to Tim.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
Pump your black fist. Pump your black fist.
pump your black fist, pump your black fist, pump your black fist, pump your black fist,
pump your black fist, pump your black fist.
I ain't African, I'm Ethiopian. Put them raw seeds in the fallopian. You can hope I win, ho, I hope I lose, bitch, long as we made it true. I hope again. I hope I get into heaven. I hope we forgive it. I hope Jesus, far as I know, look like near do I know when I see Florida heavens, them sevens, I weigh in them six. I'm staying religious. But we stay in the trenches and got to play with their lynches. Then came to my senses. I bet them crackers never came through my fences. You burn up your cross and I burn up your corpse. And I turn and bang and do the same to the witness. Hang them and dangle them in the street looking up at his feet. So you never forget this. We did this for Martin and Malcolm, even Mandela, Jimmy Lee Jackson, and this nigga Evers. For Clyde Kinnard, hard labor, slaving in the yard. For Huey, for Hampton, for Bobby, we got it. For Jordan Davis, we gon' play this. For Sandra Bland, we gon' stand. I'm still out of stomping. For Janaea Thompson from the coast of Compton, it's low.
Pump your black fist, pump your black fist,
pump your black fist, pump your black fist,
pump your black fist,
pump your black fist,
pump your black fist,
pump your black fist,
pump your black fist, pump your black fist,
pump your black fist,
pump your black fist.
Right here on the press, it's safe to the place that we hit y'all. It's your boy, Magneezy. Yo, yo, what you think about that, my caller?
Oh, man, man. That was crazy. Black lives matter. Yeah, they do matter. But, me, I was checking out something Dick Rader was saying and about how they just killing black people. And he was saying that one of the biggest things that sell in the world is organs. And he's like, when they did the autopsy on Trayvon Martin, all his organs was gone. Mm. You know, and that's something deep. You know, I didn't even think about it like that. You know, they killing people and taking their organs for transplant for the rich folks. People putting their orders in on the black markets. You know, it's always... If you got to sell for something, somebody will go get it for you. You got a buyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the world is getting corrupt. The world is getting very corrupt. So, you know, that's another reason why we got to, you know, recognize real talk when we hear it. And we could go on and on about the United States of America.
America knows what they're doing. They're trying to create robots. They're trying to create slaves. For the most part, America has failed into laissez-faire commercialism. Like, I don't mind commerce and commercialism. When you put the money before the people is when you have a problem. And for the most part, especially when it comes to black and Latino people, like, They really need their slaves again. So they really want to put us in jail. They don't want you to be creative. They want you to be a robot. And, you know, because I read, I found out that, you know, right around, like, I think in the early 80s it was, if I'm correct, you guys do your research, that public schools, their focus went from education to socialization. How schools cutting art or the arts programs, how is that affecting our youth? If you learn something in public schools, that's cool, but really they're trying to socialize you. Get in line. When the bell rings, do this. The thing about the arts is the arts gives you an opportunity to dream. And if you think about success comes from dreaming and creating. The arts help kids to do that. You know, the band kept me out of trouble. Playing the drums in the band kept me out of trouble. It gave me time to figure it out. And by taking the arts out, you know, it's already bad enough in the streets. So now what do those kids do who are actually in the band, who are actually in art programs? What do they do now? You know, they always criticize, especially black men, for not doing anything, but you're closing down the boys' clubs. Well, I remember when me, Sway, 24/7 HH, went through the hood. And little kids was running up to us like David Banner, like they don't even let us swim anymore in the summers. Like, we can't even go to the parks. They lock up the parks. They don't give us that opportunity. So they know what they're doing. Ghettos were created. You know, ghettos were a science project that the Nazis ran on Jewish people. It's scientifically proven that if you put any animal, for the most part, in a constricted area with limited resources, they're going to tear each other apart. So, you know, with them taking the arts away and after-school programs and, you know, the opportunity for daycare, you know, for mothers who need, you're creating the chaos that you've already wanted, but it's controlled chaos. So, you know, the thing that I say, it's our responsibility to do for us. The companies that you have aligned yourself with and you affiliate yourself with, we're going to take care of our children. We have to, because it's not their responsibility. I said something recently, and I mean this. America's mask is falling off. And the one thing that I ever ask people is just be honest with me. You know, that's why I love Mississippi so much. I tell people all the time, Mississippi white folks are the best white folks in the world. And they say, why you say that? I say, if a white person in Mississippi love you, they'll die for you. But if they hate you, they'll kill you. And that's all I want to. Just want to know where you're at.
It's something different, you know what I mean, from what we used to seeing in the South. You know, they made Atlanta proud. They made the South proud. They wasn't following the trend.
If I could talk to the young...
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi, I just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi, I just need mighty guard. My Uzi
fully out the foreign.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully out the foreign.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi, I just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi, I just need mighty guard.
My Uzi wear on. I'm a little soul. My grandmama that old cold. That Mississippi, that dirt road. It's barefoot, that bare soul. I better load, oh, solo by myself. Dolo, Frodo from Lord of the Rings. So I guess I have to bear it alone. My precious won't leave me. I don't need platinum, I don't need gold. All I need is Uzi and to kick the load. This one mic, this Jordan flow. Trying not to wear Jordan clothes. These kids are dying. Jordan, no. Nike, too. Danport, Portland, they blew it up. Black Commerce, they chewed it up. Chewed it up. Spit it out. That's the kind of shit I'm trying to spit about. Last laws, politics, politics, it's a pile of shit.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
I'm getting real close, now smelling it.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. My Uzi
lied.
My Uzi smelling it. My Uzi,
you lied.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
My
Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard.
My Uzi weigh a ton. Pray to God to stay protected. High alert. I see jackers on the creep in my reflection. Law ain't nothing been promised late. Police out your acting crazy. Shooting up left, folk left and right. People out here die every night. Mama worry about me all the time because I'm grind. Trying to make a move because the government don't give a fuck about pro folk. I just paying dudes trying to keep the food on my table. My belly fed and my mind right. And I attitude just in case the motherfucker want to take my limelight. I got 100 rhymes thrown. If you're talking about broke rhyme here, all that KKK shit, make it where your clan can't come down here. About to fuck that. I've been known once and they kill Mike in a jury holler, not guilty. Fuck, I put my faith in God, cause that's all I know in this.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
I got 100 rhymes,
I got 100 rhymes. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Where your clan can't come down here, come down here. I've been known once and they kill Mike in a jury holler, not guilty. Fuck, I put my faith in God, cause that's all I know in this.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
My
Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard.
My shoulder hold an AK that hold enough shots. Let enough cops know that I ain't going out without a fight. City be burned down by the night. Yeah, I be raving about Baltimore. Talking about taking shit out of the store. Mind as an ego, my people protecting. You step in my sector, you got to go.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm about to blow. Pig, if you ask me. This was a black skin, so it's happening. Homie, fuck what you see on TV. They say this shit is about black and white. All this shit is pretty Freddy Gray. Swings and seesaws, rusty the intercept. Trust me, pimp, we don't never play. This day, day, I'm quite cheap. No nice cars, just nice beats. My little revolver, my pilot saw with some red hoes and them white sheets. And I might preach with this Glock 40. Respect mine with this Tech 9. Get my old lady, little 380. But it's damn easy, let me check mine. My Uzi weigh a ton. Heavy as all the shit that they done done.
My Uzi weigh a ton.
And I won't talk this shit till I'm done. I'm on the run, I can't sleep. My food poison, I can't eat. I can't break. I ain't big. My breath is something that you cannot take.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
My
Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully out the foreign, nigga.
Big Crit. And right before that, we have that dope sound bite. It's the Get Her Show, y'all. Just recognizing real talk when you hear it. Yo, my caller, what you think about that last sound bite?
Believe it or not, man, I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. I had a phone call come in. It was some business, so I kind of missed it. But what was up with it?
Oh, man, it was just real talk. Once again, this is the Get Her Show. Running back.
America knows what they're doing.
It is.
They're trying to create robots. They're trying to create slaves. For the most part, America has failed into laissez-faire commercialism. Like, I don't mind commerce and commercialism. When you put the money before the people is when you have a problem. And for the most part, especially when it comes to Black and Latino people, like, they really need their slaves again, so they really want to put us in jail. They don't want you to be creative, they want you to be a robot. And, you know, because I read, I found out that, you know, right, like, I think in the early 80s it was, if I'm correct, you guys do your research, that public schools, their focus went from education to socialization. How schools cutting art or the arts programs, how is that affecting our youth? If you learn something in public schools, that's cool, but really they're trying to socialize you. Get in line. When the bell rings, do this. The thing about the arts is the arts gives you an opportunity to dream. And if you think about success comes from dreaming and creating. The arts help kids to do that. You know, the band kept me out of trouble. Playing the drums in the band kept me out of trouble. It gave me time to figure it out. And by taking the arts out, you know, it's already bad enough in the streets. So now what do those kids do who are actually in the band, who are actually in art programs? What do they do now? You know, they always criticize, especially Black men, for not doing anything, but you're closing down the boys' clubs. Well, I remember when me, Sway, 24/7 HH, went through the hood, and little kids was running up to us like David Banner, like they don't even let us swim anymore in the summers. Like, we can't even go to the parks. They lock up the parks. They don't give us that opportunity. So they know what they're doing. Ghettos were created. You know, ghettos were a science project that the Nazis ran on Jewish people. It's scientifically proven that if you put any animal, for the most part, in a constricted area with limited resources, they're going to tear each other apart. So, you know, with them taking the arts away and after-school programs and, you know, the opportunity for daycare, you know, for mothers who need, you're creating the chaos that you've already wanted, but it's controlled chaos. So, you know, the thing that I say, it's our responsibility to do for us. The companies that you have aligned yourself with and you affiliate yourself with, we're going to take care of our children. We have to. Because it's not their responsibility. I said something recently, and I mean this. America's mask is falling off. And the one thing that I ever ask people is just be honest with me. You know, that's why I love Mississippi so much. I tell people all the time, Mississippi white folks are the best white folks in the world. And they say, why you say that? I said, if a white person in Mississippi love you, they'll die for you. But if they hate you, they'll kill you. That's all I want to. Just want to know where you're at.
It's something different, you know what I mean, from what we used to seeing in the South. You know, they made Atlanta proud. They made the South proud. They wasn't following the trend.
If I could talk.
Once again, it's the Get Hurt Show. We recognize in real talk when you hear it. And my caller.
He seemed like he took it well, getting robbed.
Yo.
Hello?
What do you think about that sound like? Yeah.
Oh, about taking the arts out? Man, I can relate to that. You know, I work at a youth center, so I see what's going on. I see a lot of kids. I see a lot of kids that, you know, come down there and play basketball every day. Some of them dance. Some of them do their homework and stuff. You know, but I understand that, you know, they just, they snatching everything away. You know, they just closed down so many schools. They closed so many schools down here. Man.
Yeah, we definitely got some issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're going to keep it rolling. We got more good sound bites for you. I want to know what you think about this right here, though. This is deep. Check this out.
All right.
Get hurt,
people need to stay away from each other. Since you brought up black people in your last statement, why did you say that black people need to stay away from each other unless there's going to be some productivity?
Yes. Black people should stay away from each other because as victims of racism, the racists have filled our minds full of poison. So whenever we come in contact with each other, the poison immediately begins to spread. Black people walk around full of poison. You can almost see it in our eyes when we pass each other on the sidewalks. We're loaded with it. It's been put there. We weren't born with it. We didn't have that look in our eyes when we were little people, just little toddlers. We were wide open to the world, just like all people are when you're a toddler. But when you are in an evil system, a system that is designed deliberately to produce evil thoughts, to produce animosity, to produce violence, then that toddler, as he or she grows, begins to pick up the poison that's already here. And then the poison is spread as that person comes in contact.
Put some respect on my name.
Particularly with persons of like persuasion. This is why black people sitting on a bus, you can almost feel the atmosphere of hostility there. That's not a natural thing. That's artificial. And it's all put there by the white supremacists long before the bus was built, long before the people got on the bus. Every black person must realize this. So what do you do about it? Codification is all about what you do. You make sure that anything that you say to someone before you open your mouth is of constructive value. Anything that you do with someone, you sit down and plan it first and make sure that what you are planning is of constructive value. Otherwise, black people should go the other way when they see each other. They shouldn't even come in contact with each other. They should cross the street almost before they say anything to each other, because once they say anything, the poison starts.
Put some respect on.
Unless they already have something in mind to say that is of constructive value. Now, if we just tried this, this is what you call the process of counter-racist codification. You're working against racism right there. But see, black people just cannot continue to do like they're doing, and that is wait until they make contact and then try to figure out what to say and what to do, and it comes out all messed up right from the jump. As we well know from experience, we should have learned that by now. So we should agree that we avoid each other. Avoid each other like we are carrying SARS.
That's what I was going to say, put in the terms of that we're carrying viruses.
Yes. Yes. There is such a virus as, you know, social viruses that we send, messages that we send with eye contact, with everything. This is why you'll find a black person who will gun down someone with a 9mm in a line in a grocery store about nothing but a look.
Mm-hmm.
We're so full of poison, we're loaded with it. So if we back off from each other, avoid each other, and say, now, I'm not going to say anything to this person that I see coming a block away unless it's something constructive. Otherwise, I'm going to avoid eye contact and every other kind of contact.
Well,
see, now, there is a governor on black people where that poison doesn't take place, and that is when that same black two black people coming down the street, they will start building up poison for each other a block away. But when they come in contact with white people, the poison is nullified because they know that white people can put a hurting on them. They know what power really is.
That's
unless, of course, they happen to corner some white person off somewhere in an alley or something. Mm-hmm. But black people don't have that automatic poison rising to the surface because the poison hasn't been put there for them to have that kind of animosity toward white people. Now, that's not to say that it should be there, but the poison shouldn't be there at all. Black people should be like Mr. Rogers when it comes to interacting with each other.
Is this subconscious that we have this poison in us and that are not aware of it? I know that the answer to the question, but I have to pose the question to you.
We're not only aware of it, we have come to glorify it. Black people wake up in the morning thinking about how we can spread poison among each other.
Consciously or subconsciously?
It's conscious, because now it has become the black lifestyle. We call it the ghetto lifestyle. We call it the black community lifestyle. It is a major disaster of the planet. Major. This is why we slaughter each other all over the planet in huge numbers, just like it's nothing at all. It's nothing like the sound of the 9mm, Adolf Hitler's favorite cartridges. Hitler's been long dead, and he is reported to have not cared very much for black people. But one of the bullets that came out of World War II was a 9mm cartridge, and it is being used everywhere among black people and glorified as the principal instrument for spreading poison and making death among black people wherever they happen to be. The sound of the 9mm in the night. Pow, 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 pow. Glorified and enjoyed by many black people wherever they happen to be. It is a total universal disgrace. But we have that. So how do you avoid it? Avoid contact. A bunch of black people getting together, 10 of them, with no constructive agenda, always means something ugly. Always. Agenda. Pre-planned in detail. The Million Man March worked because it was pre-planned.
So
and
what about
it
that?
Was of constructive value. And
so
everyone understood
black?
That.
What
see,
about
it's
the
not
black
something
church?
That's in the people by nature.
Uh-huh.
It's something that's carefully planted there. So you can plant, you can remove that, if no more than just temporarily, by having a plan. Say now, when everyone does this, when we all come together, the agenda is as follows. Everyone will deport themselves with decorum. There will be no throwing down of trash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to throw some down or see some that's been thrown down, pick it up and put it in a receptacle. Now see, this is a pre-plan. Now, black people work very well. This is why the churches, for the most part, work. When black people come to church, they have a code.
That's what I was going to ask you about the black
so
church.
So black people, well, right. When black people at least come to church, they at least have an agreement in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to kind of act like, for a few hours, we have some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the way we acted before we came in here. Even though when we leave here, we're going to revert to type. But for 2 or 3 hours... we're going to go according to the little code that we have set up about the way you conduct yourself during these services. And so that's just a little respite.
What about religion?
Well, religion is nothing. Here again, you define what is a religion. It's a strong belief backed up by action.
Okay.
Now, the strongest religion on the planet is the religion of white supremacy. Now, a person might say, well, white supremacy is not a religion. Yes, it is. It's a strong belief backed up by action that has a God. Well, what is the God of a white supremacist? The God of a white supremacist is supremacists. They are their own gods. This is why they are very determined and very focused and very arrogant and very efficient. When they get ready to do anything, they have total confidence, and they do not take kindly to any images of a God that does not look exactly like them. They consider any other images as being inferior or non-existent.
Okay.
So it's everything that a white supremacist does reinforces white supremacy. They don't come around. They don't even come around black people unless they have that in mind.
Or unless they
everything.
Have to. Unless they have to.
Yes. And the only time they do, the only time they show up anywhere, it has something to do with the muscle of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're not going to show. Even when they come in the guise of doing other things, as people who are called Indians would testify, they'll say that they come, here again with the words, the forked tongue. And they're very efficient. But I don't want to spend all of the day just talking about what they do. A lot of people are familiar with that. And a lot of people may not be. But I also want to emphasize, what do you do? Like we have touched on some things.
Yes.
In every instance, meaning in every situation that you're in, there should be a prescribed way. That's the one thing that black people do not have, is a codified way of handling every situation. Not some, not guesswork, not shuffling and head scratching and wondering what to do or what to say, but precision work. That's the one thing that's missing. That's the one thing that has been missing ever since everybody started trying to deal with racism.
Put some respect on my name.
Recognizing real talk, y'all, right here on the character station that plays them hits, y'all. It's the Get Her Show.
There were those who called it dirty, gangster rap, and fighting. There were those who never wanted to be angry at the conditions, but angry at the messenger who reported, your kitchen has roaches, your toilet is overflowing, your basement has so much water the rats are in the living room, your house is in disorder. And Tupac told you about it. What a beautiful boy. Graceful carriage, melodic voice, sharp wit, intellectual breath. What a beautiful boy to lose. Not me, never me.
See, I'm starting to feel left out, so I'm walking with my chest out. 22 years, it took 22 years for me to see the truth in front of me. Corruption in the economy. And see, I'm on the rise, assassination like I'm Kennedy. Don't know what's got into me. I feel a certain urge to just expose all the lies like Marcus Garvey's black history. Cruising to the top of black Hardy crowd just for me. The things my stepdad had to sacrifice just for me. Just to eat, smile on my mother's face. Memories, stress build. Death, a solar flare, burst of energy. I let my light shine, cause I am different, I am legend. Mega effort with the words, I spit knowledge, lethal weapons. They say all good things come with strings attached. Hence the why the ballers in the hood sleep with a bat. Cause when they see you doing well, they wanna take what you got. They sending shots at the team, well I'm sending them back. Cause I'm back. Shots firing me down, cold blooded, not a sound. All shit get sticky, cause in the hood you get no love. No love. Yeah, welcome to America, where government a barrier. Evacuate one area and move the blacks out, cause we get no love.
Listen, man.
No love. Man, I hate people. I mean, what's wrong with my black people? Despite what the news say, we are not equal. They want to bring the slaves back. They want to see a sequel. They say history repeats. Well, I'ma break the cycle. I'm about to go to war, you bitches. Hope you keep your rifle. I'm going for the title. The best to ever do it.
Yeah, the best to ever do it.
Cause I count it like I see it, painting pictures with my words. No, I don't rap about my jewelry. I speak on what you need, like Ryan's Desmond in the ninth grade, and he can't even read. And Lakeisha's only 15, but she's pregnant with his seed. Now we got kids having kids, blind leading blind. No, I'm not trying to criticize, I'm just trying to expand your mind. Jesus got crucified for bringing hope to the world. I wonder where I meet my end for putting hope in this verse. Yeah, shots fired, man down, cold blooded, not a sound. Oh, snitches get stitches, cause in the hood you get no love, no love, no love, no love. Yeah, welcome to America, we're government, a barrier. You back in with one area and move to black south, cause we get no love, no love, no love, no love. 16 in high school ciphers, I knew I was different. I was gifted. See, I was blessed with the gift to gab. So whenever I spoke, people would listen. So I made it my mission to speak with knowledge. And I'm way more polished than all the politicians. Politicking time, ticking palms, itching palms, sweating 9/11 bomb ticking. Yeah, the terrorists tried to kill us. Must evacuate the children. Now I'm pissed, man, my urine, goddammit. Cause all the money in the world won't save the planet. When children dying in school, yeah, it's a blood pool. Not safe anywhere. I see snakes everywhere. Stop a black man's dreams. Yeah, I see breaks everywhere. But this is not about races. It's about a generation. And I walk the path to change the path to help save the nation. So stop with all the hating and let praises go above. You can't save shit with no love. Love. Shots fired, man down, cold blooded, not a sound. Oh, snitches get stitches, cause in the hood you get no love, no love, no love, no love. Yeah, welcome to America, we're government, a barrier. Evacuate one area and move to black south, cause we get no love, no love, no love, no love, no love.
People to think about what they are doing and why they are doing it. And that's black people, not just the youngsters and all like that, but that's black people in general throughout the entire world. We don't have an agenda. We don't have a reason for existing that makes sense. We don't have a culture that makes sense. Because if you just look at the essence of black culture, you can't even enumerate what it is, except a reaction to the culture of white supremacy. If the white supremacists are not holding us by the ear and say, okay, come here, fella, come here, okay, come with me, do this, do that, okay, when you finish doing this, I got another project for you. Now, we make sense when they are orchestrating what we are doing. You know, come over here and operate this machine. Okay, enough of that. Come down here and drive this vehicle. Okay, all right, enough of that. Come over here and build this bridge. Okay, enough of that. All right, now I'm going to allow you a little free time. See, once we get that free time, because, you know, the slave mentality is, hey, I'm not supposed to have free time. Somebody's supposed to be telling me what to do. So when I don't know, somebody's not telling me what to do every minute of my entire existence, I got no idea about what to do. I don't even know what I'm existing for. So then we fall into what we call the black culture stereotype, which is violence against other black people. And when I say violence, I mean verbal violence. Listen to black people walking down the street on their cell phone. If you don't believe it, if you think I'm making it up, listen to black people walking down the street on their cell phone. MF this and MF that. And I told that MF, and you know, and I told, and then that's both males and females. The female saying, Keisha came over to my house and she come up with all that S and started talking about this and whatnot. And, you know, and she came over there telling me about Vanessa, and Vanessa is my sister. And I don't allow nobody to say nothing about my sister. This is, you know, from the back of the bus, cell phone talk. All hostile. All hostile. Nothing pleasant. Not one word of civility out of all of it, wherever you find black people. Nothing being said that makes any sense at all. Nothing that is constructive in any way. And so we have to have a constructive culture. So the first step toward remedying that, black people shouldn't come in contact with each other at all under any circumstance unless they have a constructive agenda. That's the key.
Bitch nigga, walk with a switch nigga. Why you switch nigga, talk high pitch nigga? Know how we get niggas. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, it's to be expected. This is to be expected. But we should understand, first of all, that we're programmed this way. Black people are toxic. All of us are toxic. We are loaded with poison because the system of white supremacy puts that poison in us even before we are born. And when we are born into the system of white supremacy. We're not born into a system of la-la land. We are born into the system of white supremacy. The system of white supremacy is designed for everyone, including black people themselves, to have a hostile position, a hostile thought toward anything dark, and particularly dark people. That's just the way the world is run. That's the way the white supremacists have set it up before any of us were born. So we have to, first of all, know that. So we all carry that poison. It's in us. We're not aware of it, in one sense, you might say. I mean, then in another sense, we are aware of it, but we're in denial. But we have to admit, first of all, we have this poison. And then we immediately should jump to, what do we do about it? Well, the first thing you do, you don't want poison to spread. That's just a part of physics, the laws of mathematics. If you got poison on hand, you don't want the poison to spread. How do you keep the poison from spreading? You make sure that every contact that every black person makes with every other black person has a plan beforehand to do something constructive. Do or say something constructive. Don't get on the cell phone and call anyone just to make conversation. That's an old part of the what you might call black culture or people culture, for that matter. With some people, it works. With most people, particularly black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere, it's poisonous, deadly. You don't pick up that cell phone and call anyone ever just to chat. Hey, girl, I haven't heard from you in a little while. What's going on? No, absolutely. That is poison. Poisonous. In other words, our minds are poison. The things that we are getting ready to say to people is loaded with poison. The way that we look at people, the way that we see the world, loaded with poison. The poison was planted in us. So we, every time we make contact with anything, we just spread poison because we are loaded with poison. And if we are contacting other black people, they are loaded with poison and dynamite. And you're going to get an explosion unless you tailor and suppress that poison and tailor it in such a way that it's kind of shunted off to the side or it doesn't manifest itself. I mean, when we make these contacts. So I have it in the book, the textbook for victims of white supremacy. No contact, no conflict. If you minimize the contact, you minimize the conflict. Black people themselves know, if you just stop and think about it for a few minutes. You ever notice how well you get along with somebody you haven't seen in 15 years?
If democracy means equality, why don't we have equality?
Miles over bullshit, man. It's like the more a nigga try to do right, the more evil always present with me, man. You feel me? But at the end of the day, a nigga still striving, man. A nigga still striving for better, man.
They say America's the land of the free and the home of the brave, but it's the land of no peace and the home of the slaves. We came a long way from getting lynched and picking cotton, but we still selling dope in the hood and trigger popping. This industry is full of gimmicks. They tell that woman, you don't need you a man. Girl, it's cool to be independent. Pop. No, it isn't. That's not the way God intended. no father in that household. Make it hard to live it. I was taught to keep my mouth closed when grown folks speaking, and I'm digging for the truth. So in my soul, I'm reaping. Drunk at the bar, head full of dreads, mouth full of gold. But the Lord said, come as you are. I believe in you, but I still got the gun in the car. Cause I'm trust you niggas and all. Fuck with you niggas, boss. Nobody perfect. See, I sin myself. Don't wanna kill a black man, but I'm gonna defend myself. Now as I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, casual mind frame for me. Casual steps. Fuck the government. Martial laws is the punishment. And it don't matter if you Democrat or Republican. It don't matter if you cripple blood, black or white. You bustin' hell wide open if your soul ain't right. I never claimed to be a preacher, never claimed to be a deacon. I'm just a man that's trying to make the world change when he's speaking. We living in a crazy world. Yeah. Rest in peace to my mother. Rest in peace to my baby girl. Dear Lord, could you help me? Help me. You said to never leave me, but it's really like you left me. Over bullshit, I'm forever speaking. Niggas go to church Sunday, Monday they back a demon. But who am I to judge? Said I be sinning too. I'm just spinning the truth. Nigga, this living proof. God, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. You told me if I draw close to you, you draw close to me. You said it in your word, now believe it cause it's written. But every night I'm having visions of me going back to prison. Just beat a murder charge and completing my probation. Now the radio stations got my single in rotation. On you I can call. You making all my dreams come true, but I'm still humble, cause I know I can lose it all. I'm trying, Lord, but this pain is too tough for me. And all this attention I'm getting is too much for me. I want a mansion, bold in the black Bentley, but I don't want none of that shit if it go make me act different. You hear me? Yeah. Cause I ain't no better than you. You ain't no better than me. You see, we the same, bruh. Yeah. Lord made us all, and when we die, we going back to that dust where we came from.
Right here on the Crasher Station and plays them hits, y'all. We just recognizing real talk when you hear it tonight. Now, I know some of these sound bites might be a little rough for some of you guys' ears out there, but this is really what you need to be hearing, getting a dose of this real talk. Now, with so many ways of communicating these days, it's very easy to get distracted by the negative vibes through words, through musical lyrics, through reality TV, whatever form of media that you listen to and getting your information from. How many of us remember some of the old funny things that the elders used to say? You know, things that stick with us to this day. Well, I'm going to lighten the load up tonight because I know I've been hitting y'all pretty heavy. But some of those things that the older elders used to say to us, at the time we probably didn't. You know, it didn't sink in. It was probably above our head, but really they was giving us some game. And I'm pretty sure y'all remember some of the old things that black people used to say. Check this out.
This nigga here. Boy, don't make me knock you till next week. She a bulldozer. Girl, she got his nose open. Nigga, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Oil and water just don't mix. Little nigga, I brought you in this world, and you a lie, and the truth ain't in you. If he say jump off a bridge, you gonna jump off a bridge? You know? Huh? Oh, man, I don't wanna hear that shit. Bring me my pocketbook. Look. Fuck that. Do as I say, not as I do. Take y'all ass back outside. Y'all smell like outside. Who? Ray Ray? Look, I wanted food with that nigga. He's slicker than a can of oil. Oh, this boy so bad he drive me up the wall, girl. Whew. It's raining. Cats and dogs out there. I ain't going out there, girl. Ooh, that's why I don't like that bitch. She two-faced.
Yeah. all right. It's all right. It's 75 degrees down here. You're going to catch cold. Now go on. Go on. Go on now. All out here naked. Bless her heart. She don't even know who her daddy is.
Sometimes you gotta show a little, but not too much,
because
you ain't no hussy and no
flirty.
I'm gonna teach you how to be a lady.
Who's the daddy? Charles? Oh, Lord, that person. You know that nigga ain't no good.
Earl ain't your daddy. This is called lipstick. You better not be wearing none of this. It's Raheem. That's your daddy.
Hold on. Y'all sit down. Sit down. Maybe have to come over there. I said, you want to get gripped? Sit down. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. Y'all sit down.
Put your seatbelt on.
Sit down. Get your church shoes up out my chair. Sit down.
What did I tell you?
You said what?
And cross your legs.
What?
Put your belt on.
Charles.
Got your girdle all showing. Put that belt on.
Sit down. Got my business coming out. Sit down.
Sit down.
Don't make me have to.
Not that I told you. Didn't I tell you?
Now go sit down somewhere and rest your nerves.
Sit your narrow behind down. Me getting musty before service.
Steven, go check on my greens.
Shit, I can't do nothing. I gotta go do it myself. I ain't trying to get musty unless I'm getting the Holy Ghost real.
Oof. Who washed these greens?
Got another King's Highway.
Cynthia, who washed these greens?
These chairs ain't got no sense. You make me mad. I don't even want them up in my vision. I don't want them in my business.
Bless your heart.
How you doing? I'm blessed. Yes.
That's special.
He needs to be coming to service. Because prayer is the driver's license, and faith is the steering wheel.
Sister Odell cooked them last week for the church, and them things was dirty. Bless her heart.
Now what you crying for?
Yes, these things are blessed.
Get your feet out my chair.
You say what?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, let me tell you.
A girl, yeah, he trying to flirt.
Charwin, these things gotta been washed good.
Somebody gonna get whipped.
Cynthia! My feet is burning.
Stop changing that channel, you're making my light bill go up.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Go up. Lord have mercy, I'm musty.
Oh, my feet.
Sit down there, it's raining outside.
Oh, my God. She is not good to my feet.
Yes, I'm blessed.
The Lord is doing his work.
Now, who's cooking the greens?
What the what?
Child who?
Child where?
Oh, now, you know them greens is dirty.
They're what?
Child!
Now, who gonna cook the chitlins?
Child! Hold on!
Oh, now, child who?
Child who?
Child what?
Child who?
Billy, I ain't even tasted them yet. You know they dirty.
Well, you know. The Lord giving and the Lord taking.
Pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. Anonymous Benny Cone with burners on us. Coming right a minute. Burka duffel, 100,000 in it. Hey, nigga, roll up. Anyway, do same it with lemonade. Feeling good like I'm dealing yay. Moving to the day. Time limit never. Could do this shit forever. Can't even put it in words how I'm in love with her. From slanging work on the curb, hustling drugs with her. The jet ride, 50 million in one. Feeling, see? I'm high as a motherfucker. Don't have me shit, make me lie to you, motherfucker. Man, truth is for real, feel like Dre for real. Mixed with Eric B and Rakim, shout the hell on the scale. It's still the game enticing me, like every time I see her. It's like a Papa Seal, high enough to see her live, for real. And man, I know all the chill, you don't know how good it make a nigga feel. Come on. So, kick it, slay, super fly with the shit. Don't need a grand to get laid, an ounce to get paid. You kush to roll up, a drink to blow up. Anyone know us, they know trap shit in our DNA. And numbers on the need to no basis, this ain't no Q&A. I promise traded, I put the game on lock and ain't no taking that shit back. Put it on everything I got, god damn. Up at the door, hopping out of land. Residential areas flying, I'm getting out of damn. Ma'am, tell your son, he better watch it, cause we roll. And disrespect is not an option in my neighborhood. So why are you talking to me? Even if we know you hatin', then that's all it could be. Cause if I callin' on all the niggas indebted to me, and find your ass OD, dead it could be. Gasoline to put my hat on. Lean where I fell. They dead fuck drop all day. Two or three pistolettos with me. Hey, I'm brave. She brought a whore kush to me in a six pack. Okay, well, I'm about to roll it up and hit that. Then I'ma make her wipe me down like a whip. Okay, ride it like a jet ski. Pass it to me. Hey, hey. I'm telling you, man, if you can get the high I'm on, I mean, when it got me blowed, man, I swear. Drake, where you get this shit, man? Yeah, from the west side on, man. You get it? Bye. You know, I swear to God, man, I ain't known a bad day in so long. You know, thank God. Hey man, life ain't like this for you, man. I swear to God, man. You know you should pray more. Yeah, bankrolls on bankroll, man. You did, Aaliyah. We miss you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I swear. Well, I swear.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet for no Romeo with no dough. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga, back to tricking.
Hey ho! Get back to twerking, back to working.
Yeah.
Get back to stripping, they back to sipping. Them stacks is falling, they back to balling.
Come on.
Them bottles popping. Bitch, the mall's calling us. Quit fucking around, now playing around. Bitch, shit is for real. Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal. I mean, get us a deal.
Come on.
Bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, don't let money spend. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart. sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, Saturday in the mall. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit captivating, Saturday in the mall. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. Report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga.
P-I-M-P, who the shot to them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had the homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shit, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shit out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shit, I own shit, alone shit. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. Finger fuck your bitch and she gon' tell me when she coming. 50 in this bitch and I ain't acting if for nothing. That's my OG. If a nigga trippin', get the bus. More money mean more problems. If your nigga got the money, we gon' rob him. Boy, I'm simply a P-I-M-P. And I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
If you fucking my bitch, nigga, that bitch for rent. You know how to treat a hoe, I mean, no let money spend. She says you a sweetheart, a sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a nigga from hate.
Yeah.
I'm with a white bitch, nigga Google the shit, we in a racial date. This is new wave, I'm in the new rave, a nigga sit on sway.
Come on.
Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed, bitch, I got it made. We're to make the paper, hope you niggas on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gauge. You know my bottom bitch, I done told her how to break a nigga 12 ways. A few tricks a day, that did keep the bill collectors away. Yeah, my name on the street. Circulating, you heard I'm caking. Them niggas trying to compete, perpetrating what's percolating.
Yeah,
I got game today. At your round, they tell you I put it down. The whole feel like I'm right next to it when a nigga wear a town.
He think he fucking my bitch, nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean, no let money spend. She says you a sweetheart, a sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here. We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, Saturday in the mall. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit captivating, Saturday in the mall. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. Report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga.
Don't know where it begins or it ends, but let me tell you one thing
going through a nigga's head. Most niggas just scared. Feels too good to be true. Every time I'm with you, I'm ignoring what I'm next to. Love ain't never been so close, so far away. It's like my mind is telling me to just let go. My heart says to stay. Tell me what's the love that doesn't keep you up all night and all day. And if it's not too late, maybe I'll realize it one day.
Go to the movies, girl. Maybe we can hang out, girl. Whatever you wanna do, 'cause I'm down for it. I'm down for you.
Oh, I'm down for you, babe.
Babe, I'm down for you.
Are you down for me?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. I'm down. I'm down for you.
Love ain't never been so close but so far away.
Like your mind is telling you to just back up, and your heart says just stay. What's the love that doesn't keep you up all night and all day? If it's not too late, can you realize it one day?
Right here on the Crash Space, and it plays them hits you never heard. This is an independent platform, y'all. We play nothing but good independent music. We play some top 40, you know, whatever it is, as long as it's good music. We always talk about something good on every Sunday night, y'all. And tonight, we was just recognizing real talk. Like I said, there's so many ways of communicating these days. It's easy to get distracted by negative vibes, whether it's through words in a conversation or lyrics in a musical song. How many of us are victim to that? We all have, but it's all about recognizing real talk, real conversation when it comes your way. So with that being said, hey, I've enjoyed myself. I had a ball. And with this social media and this digital communication at an all-time high, it's just definitely necessary that we spread good news and recognize real talk when we hear it. And at the end of the day, that's all I can say. Once again, it's your boy Mac Neve, and I am the man. You better know it. Right here on the Get Her Show, y'all.
A game in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto I know the same. Trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off the light. Imagine when I pull it off the light. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hoes. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Stripping you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. All the light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now.
I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. Or fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Oh, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Oh, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Oh, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Oh, I'm the man. You know I'm the man.
Came in a gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money. But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. And you love to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. They like a drug, don't like you to call them hoes. I'm tryna break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. Or fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Yeah. Oh, I'm the man.
No Juliet for no Romeo and no Dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey ho! Get back to twerkin', back to workin'.
Yeah.
Get back to strippin', they back to sippin'.
Woo.
Them stacks is fallin', they back to ballin'.
Come on.
Them bottles poppin'. Bitch, them all callin' us. Quit fucking around, now I'm playing around, bitch, shit is for real.
For real.
Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal, I mean, get us a deal.
Come on.
Bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network, when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean, don't let money spend. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quick captivating, serenading them hoes.
Right here on the Crash, the station that plays them hits, y'all. It's your boy, Mac Neasy, doing what I love to do every Sunday night, y'all. But tonight, we were just recognizing real talk when you hear it. Like I said, that's what you got to do. Come back next Sunday, y'all. We're going to make it do what it do. It's the Get Her Show.
Get heard, hear it now, on the Creation Station, that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard, hear it now,
with your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard, hear it now. Get heard, hear it now.
Peace. Y'all come back now.